भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 8 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 54. Thank you. So, should I wait? Okay, I'll do it myself. Maybe those who have the Bhagavatam on you can repeat after me.
Tata suparnam sakritam gripalava vasanga vasa navakam jalochana adris yatasta yuda bahurul yasat sri kastuba nangriyash kirita kuntalai. Should I go to the translation? Okay. Translation. Tata.
Thereafter.
Suparna amsa krita angripalava.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet spread all over the two shoulders of Garuda.
Pishangabasaha,
whose dress is yellow.
Nava Kamjalochana,
and whose eyes are just like the petals of a newly blossomed lotus.
Adris Jata,
became visible in the presence of the demigods.
Asta Ayudha,
equipped with 8 kinds of weapons.
Bahu,
arms.
Ujasat,
brilliantly exhibiting.
Sri,
the goddess of fortune.
Kaustubha,
the Kaustubha gem.
Anargya,
of incalculable value.
Kirita,
helmet.
Kundala,
having hearing. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eyes resemble the petals of a newly blossomed lotus, sat on the back of Garuda, spreading his lotus feet over Garuda's shoulders. Dressed in yellow, decorated by the Kaustubha gem and the goddess of fortune, and wearing an invaluable helmet and earrings, the Supreme Lord, holding various weapons in his 8 hands, became visible to the demigods. We go to the next text. Text 55, translation. As the dangers of a dream cease when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the jugglery of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as soon as he entered the battlefield. Indeed, simply by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. Text 56, translation. O King, when the demon Kala Nemi, who was carried by a lion, saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead carried by Garuda was on the battlefield, demons immediately took his trident, whirled it, and discharged it at Garuda's head. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, the master of the three worlds, immediately caught the trident, and with the very same weapon, he killed the enemy, Kalanemi, along with his career, the lion, purple. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Kalanemi hadaya sarve karinat nihata api, sukre no jivita santa punas tenaiva patita. Kalanemi and all the other demons were killed by the Supreme Personality of the Godhead Hari. And then Sukracharya, the spiritual master, brought them back to life. They were again killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to read one more and we finish the chapter. Text 57. Thereafter, two very powerful demons named Mali and Shumali were killed by the Supreme Lord, who severed their heads with his disc. Then Malyabam, another demon, attacked the Lord with his sharp club. The demon, who was roaring like a lion, attacked Garuda, the Lord of the bird, who are born from eggs. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, used his disc to cut off the head of that enemy also. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Tikam Bandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pariyanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Spitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sutta Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pakshastyade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haradyo Bhagavam Braje Satanayas, Tatama Vrindavanam, Ramyakashi Tupasana Braja Vadu, Vargena Vakalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, Prema Punar Tomaham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matanidam Tatra Tadrana Paraham. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. I would like first to offer my obeisances, my respect to all the Prabhupada senior disciples, Srila Prabhupada. And I beg for your blessings. Please be merciful upon me. I am not qualified to be sitting here. I'm a very disqualified person. You, Prabhus, are following this process and are very loyal to Srila Prabhupada carrying out this movement, so we depend on your mercy. Thank you. So, we had been talking about demons and demigods for the last months, so we learned a lot, you know, what's going on within these two bands. We see how the demigods, when they are in distress or when they are in troubles, they go searching for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they take shelter in Krishna, they take shelter in God. So the demons, my question is, the demons, when they are in troubles, to who they approach? Demigods. they go and they approach very powerful demigods, like in the case the Ravana, to Lord Shiva, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, and a few other instances also of some demons that they approach to demigods for getting blessings to become more powerful. So, but what makes the difference between the demigods and the demons in their approach is that the demigods, even that they are Sakama Bhaktas, they show some gratitude, some gratefulness to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the demons, and this is the quality which distinguishes someone from a demon quality and demigod quality, is the ungratefulness. So, like for example, in the case of Hiranyakashipu, he approached Lord Brahma and he wanted to be immortal. And Lord Brahma himself said, "I myself, I am not immortal." But he wanted to be more than his guru. And the same many other cases. So gratefulness is very important. So in all cases, we have these both qualities. We have demonic qualities and we have devotee qualities. But we gotta be really careful how to recognize how grateful do we are with the spiritual master, with the devotees, and in general, in this case, with our superiors, those who we take shelter from, or those that we get knowledge from or guidance from. So, for example, in the Mahabharata, we learn how Yudhishthira Maharaj, even that he had so many reasons for being against Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra wanted to kill the Pandavas. We all know the whole pastime. But Yudhishthira Maharaj being so grateful because Dhritarashtra, he was his uncle. And actually, he raised Yudhishthira Maharaj when he was a child. He showed gratitude even to that person who had demonic qualities. Another case in the Mahabharata, maybe someone can help me and guess. Another person who showed gratitude and actually is a very interesting character in the Mahabharata is Karna. Karna. He showed gratitude to Duryodhana. Even that he knew that because he was told by his mom, Kunti, that he was in the wrong side. But he said, I already get my words. And he helped me, you know, in the moments that I needed the most. So I gotta be loyal to my word and I gotta be grateful to Duryodhana. So this is very, very important because we need to really, really go very deep into the process of Krishna consciousness and to work in all these different qualities. So in the Krishna consciousness process, we need help. We need protection. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam describes 10 different aspects. Creation, sub-creation, the Manus, the Manvantaras, and right now, what is the topic that we're dealing now? It's protection. How the Lord gives protection to his devotees. So, Krishna himself, his incarnation, his expansions, and he empowered also his devotees to give us protection. But particularly Prabhupada taught us that form of Krishna for giving protection is, someone can help me, Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev is the protector of the devotees and also the protector of the Sankirtan movement. He is the protector of the Sankirtan movement. In one sense, if we are following a process given by Rupa Goswami, which is Radha Krishna worship, you know, like for example, at the beginning of Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, He established that we are Krishna Bhaktas. We are, you know, Akila Rasamrita Murti. So Krishna is the only reservoir of all pleasure. And then he goes on to describe how to approach Krishna. We are Krishna Bhaktas. And Krishna Bhaktas means we are Radha Krishna Bhakta, because Krishna is not alone. But why do we approach Lord Nisimhadev? Why do we approach Lord Nisimhadev? Because that particular form of Lord Nisimhadev is meant for giving protection. It's meant for giving for protection. So, like for example, in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya meeting the Kasi, how when the Kasi broke the Mridanga during the Sankirtan movement, and Lord Chaitanya approached the Chan Kasi. Previous to that approach, Chan Kasi already got chastised by Lord Nisimhadev. How Lord Nisimhadev came in the dream, chastised the Kasi, and also the marks of Lord Nisimhadev putting his nails on the Chan Kasi's chest, it was there. You know, Lord Chaitanya saw it. It's because Lord Nisimhadev is the protector. Another interesting things about Lord Nisimhadev is how I was reading and listening to some lectures. I find out that how in this creation we know Lord Krishna initiated Lord Brahma with the Gayatri Mantra. He gives the Vedas to Brahma. In the previous creation, it was Lord Nisimhadev who initiated Lord Brahma. So how Lord Nisimhadev actually plays a very important role in our Sampradaya. And amongst many, many different forms of Krishna, unlimited forms of Krishna, the three most important forms given by or mentioned by Rupa Goswami is Krishna, definitely Krishna Stu Bhagavan Soyam. The second one is Lord Ramachandra. And the third one is Lord Nisimhadev. So it's very important. It's so important that when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent few of his disciples to the West for preaching Krishna consciousness, he gave them the Nisimha Kavacha to be sound for protection. You know? And the Nisimha Kavacha is explained, you know, by the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati himself, that Nisimha Kavacha was the composition of two different scriptures from two different sources. One is found in the Brahmanda Purana, and the other half comes from the Brahma Sanhita, but not the Brahma Sanhita who was found by Lord Chaitanya. It was another Brahma Sanhita. So these two combined, becomes the Nisimha Kavacha and was given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to his followers. Another interesting thing about Lord Nisimhadev is how before, you know, the ISKCON devotees in Mayapur, when they got attacked by the dacoits, they find out that when the Gaudiya Math, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were present on the planet, they got the same problem. In 1930-something or 1920-something, saying the dacoits attacked the Gaudiya Math, especially the yoga pit. So at that moment, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they installed the deity of Lord Nisimhadev for protection there also, in the yoga pit. And the same, the ISKCON devotees, following in the footsteps of these great acharyas, they did the same with the Nisimhadev deity that we have in Mayapur. By the way, the Nisimha deity that we have in Mayapur is a very special form of Lord Nisimhadev. It's not only Ugra Nisimha, as we know, Ugra means ferocious, but amongst Ugra forms of Lord Nisimhadev, there are nine different kinds of Ugra forms. And this Ugra is the topmost on the list. It's the most ferocious form of Lord Nisimhadev. That when the Mayapur devotees went to South India to find a person to work in that deity, The person say it's impossible. I cannot do that. You know, it's impossible. The only time I remember that form of Lord Nisshinkadev was worship was 3,000 years ago in such particular village, and the standard was very nicely, everything was going on very, very nicely. And in due course of time, they couldn't maintain the standard of worship, and that town or that village became like a ghost village, like haunted. Everybody flip away. It's now that village is empty because that form is very, very ferocious, and you gotta be very careful. He said, I cannot do that. It's too much. So, and then the ISKCON devotees, they were begging, and they were like, you know, we need that form, we need that form. Eventually, this person consulted with his guru, and his guru said, okay, if the ISKCON devotees are asking you, do it. For the ISKCON devotees, do it, you know. So that is how that form of Lord Nisshinkadev came about. And he says that that form is so special that in the whole, that particular form in the whole planet and even in the upper planetary systems, that form is not worship. So we are very, very lucky to have a very special form of Lord Nisshinkadev being worshipped right now in Simayapur Dham. And it's said that after that form was installed, no more attacks from dacoits or from outsiders. So that's very, very important. So there are many, many deities, many pastimes of Lord Nisshinkadev in the area of Navadvip. Three are the most important deities of Lord Nisshinkadev, the one in Mayapur, the one in the Yoga Pit, and the one in the Nisshinkapali, which is the place where Lord Nisshinkadev came after killing Hiranyakashipu, and he washed his hands there. But the most important deities of Lord Nisshinkadev actually are in South India. In South India are very many important deities of Lord Nisshinkadev who are being worshipped for millions and millions and millions of years. Places like Ninhachalam, Alobaham, Ahobalam, and a few other places are very, very famous places for the worship of Lord Nisshinkadev. So, in 19, maybe the senior Prabhupada disciples can help me, in 1974 was the year when Srila Prabhupada introduced the worship of Lord Nisshinkadev, I think so. The song that we sing about Lord Nisshinkadev, to glorify Lord Nisshinkadev, the first half is found in the Nisshinka Purana, and the other half, the Tabakava Karan Malabare, is found in the Dashavatar Stotra by Yayadev Goswami. So Prabhupada added these two, and he gave us this wonderful prayer for Lord Nisshinkadev for protection. So that is how the Lord protects his devotees. He has his lila avatars. He has his particular form of Lord Nisshinkadev for protection. It's also lila avatar, but it's also for protection. So we should take advantage of this form of Lord Nisshinkadev, because we are still infected by these demonic qualities. This fight, he says in Kali Yuga, it goes within ourselves. And actually, those demonic qualities are big impediments in our development of Krishna consciousness. Those qualities are like walls, like it don't allow us to surrender fully. If we are not surrendered fully, it's because we have anartha, some material desires. Very simple. The acharyas explain that these two are the reasons why we are not fully surrendered to Krishna. Because we have anarthas, and that's another topic, because anarthas can be classified or subdivided in so many different anarthas, and we have material desires. But if we take shelter in Krishna, in Lord Nisshinkadev, in this process, in the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, and become very, very serious, we can gradually overcome these anarthas by the help of Krishna. And the process, like very important in Vedic knowledge, especially in the process of Krishna consciousness, to know different concepts or different conclusions or different topics. For example, what means to execute pure devotional service? What it means to be a bhakta? All these different concepts that, like for example, a few days back I had a presentation about the Vedas. I was asking to different devotees, Prabhu, devotees who are in the movement for many years, can you please tell me in few words what are the Vedas? 50% of the devotees that I do or did approach, they couldn't answer well. Okay, our philosophy is to be Krishna consciousness. We are not so much interested in the Vedas, but at least we should have some understanding, basic understanding of these different concepts that we are exposed to. For example, Rupa Goswami explained that pure devotional service, he explains this in his famous verse that we all should memorize, Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uptama. That is the definition, according to Rupa Goswami, of what is pure devotional service. Two things. No more fruitive activities and no more mental speculation. That's what Krishna consciousness means, to be trained. To be trained not only how to do things, but how to engage our mind properly. How to engage our logic properly. It's not like I figure out things by my own. Or I think, no, not allowed to speculate. That's why Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness means to take birth again, to be a baby. No? So when you are a baby, you are told, you are training how to walk, how to speak, what to say, what not to say, you are told. But when you are already teenager, it takes more time. So it means to take birth again. That means to be a Krishna consciousness. And also, he says that devotional service purely means that it has to be uninterrupted, like all the time, continuously, and unmotivated. You know, that is the definition of Rupa Goswami. And then, the next verse, what are the things that we need to get rid of? He said, designation, sarbu padis vinit murtam, tatpara tvena nirmalam, hrishikesha, Shevanam Bhakti Ushate. You know? So we come from outside with so many designations. And our mind is just focused on that. I am Peruvian, Latin, Mexican, American, Indian, whatever. I am black, white, I am women, men. It's all designations. It has to be only with the body. I am not this. I am spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. You see? That's why the first, what Srila Vyasadeva in his main work, he says, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, think about it, who you are, find about the absolute truth. You know? And then, no Vyasadeva, Jaimini Rishi, in one of his works, he says, he used almost the same words, and he says, Atato Dharma Jigyasa. We gotta find out what are our occupation, dharma. What is my duty? It says atato dharma jigyasa. In other words, we should find out what is dharma, and who gives dharma? Dharma projita kaitava. It's not given for any mundane person. It's not given for any mental speculator. It's given by God. Dharma is given by God. And real dharma is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projito kaitabhatar parama nirmat saranansatam. This dharma is not mixed. It is pure dharma. So how do we find what is our occupation? For that, we gotta approach saintly persons. We gotta approach the spiritual master, and to very submissively to learn from them. That's the way. And how do we approach? Even that is given by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. You don't go just no. Tad vidhi pratipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You go in a very submissive way. And not only you go submissive, you gotta do service. Do something, buddy. So you gotta do service. And inquiringly, submissively. They know the truth. So service is very important. Service is very important. You know? And Prabhupada, actually, that's why we gotta learn from the senior devotees. Because they were trained out by Srila Prabhupada how to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. You know? Like they are engaged. They are engaged serving the spiritual master by coming to the morning programs. They are engaged by doing one practical service by chanting Hare Krishna. So we gotta do some service. What service do I offer to my spiritual master, Prabhupada and Krishna? Just chant Hare Krishna? Good. Very good. That's the process. But what service? That we gotta find out. Thank you very much. I don't wanna take much of your time. Any questions, corrections, comments?
We were here in the temple when Srila Prabhupada introduced the Nisringa prayer for protection. I believe it was Rathyatra time, 1971. 70. Okay. The temple was where the Fate Museum is now. This area had pews and kind of an altar, and Prabhupada would give a Monday night class there. Okay. Should I start over?
Yeah, that's fine now.
Okay. Most of the devotees had left for Rathyatra. A few of us stayed back to take care of the deities. And my god sister was then pregnant with her first child. And we were at Sunda Artik. And the window, which now leads into where the deity wigs and jewelry is kept, on the other side, the outside of the building, there was no wall there. It was an alley. And someone threw a cherry bomb in. And it almost hit my god sister. So my husband at that time, Karunder, told Srila Prabhupada. And that's when he introduced. The next morning, he introduced the mantra. He said, as the movement gets stronger and we get bigger and grow, the demons will attack.
Good.
So from then on, we sang that after every... Sing it after every artik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyone else has something to say? Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Haribol.